Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Totally random, and they bonded over telescopes. Wait till you hear who.
We also have Ocean Breeze tickets for you if the rain ever stops.
It's a big one.
But before we get to that, it is Wednesday morning. Time for Dirty Work Wednesday, which is brought to you by Gordon Zedd, attorney at law. Get your dirty work handled at zedlaw.com.
Someone keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Dirty Work.
C-104. Dirty Work.
All right, Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
This is Jenna.
Hey, Jenna, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I think my boyfriend is going out with different people on the weekends, and he's lying to me about it.
Oh, okay. And by different people, do you mean like different women?
Yes.
Okay, so you think he's dating other women on the side, or is he just hanging out with these people?
I'm not really sure.
Okay.
Okay, wait. So you're his girlfriend, but he doesn't ask to hang out with you on the weekend?
Well, okay, so we live together, and he drives Uber on the weekend, but I think that's his whole cover-up. I don't even think he's driving. I think he's going out and just meeting other people.
I see. So he's telling you, see you later, honey. Don't wait up. I'm off to make some money at the old side hustle here, and don't wait up.
Basically, yeah.
Okay. See, Uber is the best cover if you think about it, because if she calls to check up on him, he can be like, sorry, I can't talk. I'm driving a customer. If she asks, like, where are you? He can literally be anywhere. He can be like, oh, I'm in Hampton. I'm in Gloucester. I'm outside a strip club. And if she asks why, he can be like, well, sorry, that's where my pickup ordered me.
Okay, but what makes you think he's not actually driving people around? What's making you think he's hanging out with them instead?
So there's a few things. First, I noticed that he started dressing really nice. Like, he's wearing collared shirts, he's wearing cologne. I asked, why are you dressing up to drive in a hot car all night? And he goes, I read that Uber drivers who have a better appearance get better tips.
Well, you know what? Actually, he might be right about that. I mean, if my driver showed up in sweatpants and a wife beater, I'd be like,
So, what are the other things? I'm curious.
So, okay, one morning I woke up. I think it was Sunday. And there was leftover food in the fridge from the Cheesecake Factory. So I'm like, you stopped for dinner at the Cheesecake Factory? And he goes, oh, no. Somebody left that in my car, so I just brought it home.
Okay, again, I kind of believe that that would happen.
Yeah, but I opened the box, and it is the exact same thing he always orders from Cheesecake Factory. It's a spicy chicken cashew thing. Every time we go, that is exactly what he gets.
Okay, so it just happened that somebody left this box in his car, and it just happened that happened of his favorite dish inside.
Yeah, that's what he said. And then the last thing was, I asked him to send me a photo of himself because he was bored, and he sent me one that was from like 2 weeks ago. Like, it was a photo, it was nighttime, and the photo that he sent me, the sun was out.
Wow, I'm sorry, that sounds pretty fishy to me.
I'm telling you, Uber is the perfect cover. You can literally say you're anywhere at any time and be like, this is where my pickup is.
Well, I need to know if he's really working or if this is just a BS excuse.
Okay, so let's find out then. What did you say your boyfriend's name was?
It's Sean.
Okay, and where is he at right now? Is he at home? Is he at work?
He's at home, but he's probably going to go to the gym soon.
Okay, so we probably need to hurry. All right, so listen, we'll call up Sean here in a few minutes. Now, does he have any really close guy friends? Like a guy who he would like maybe admit stuff to, like I'm cheating on my girlfriend kind of stuff?
Yeah. He has a creepy friend named Scott that he usually goes to the gym with.
Okay, so Scott is the kind of guy that he might admit something to.
Scott already cheated on his girlfriend. And then when Sean and I were dating, he made a pass at me. And now he's just a creepy single guy who asks me to set him up with all my friends.
Oh, see, that sounds perfect for you, Natalia.
No, definitely going to pass.
Okay. So, Jenna, do you want to stay on the line when we call Sean, or do you want to just hang up and listen?
Oh, I would like to stay on.
Okay. Then stand by. We're going to get his number. We'll give it to Shag, and then we'll do some dialing. We'll call up Sean when we come back. All right, so let's call Sean. And let's see. I think we're going to do Scotty and the Buzz without doing Scotty and the Buzz today.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
You know I love Scotty
and the Buzz. I know. Everyone loves Scotty and the Buzz. I'll bring it back soon, I promise. But first this. First he has to answer.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Can I speak to Sean, please?
Can I ask who's calling?
Sure. My name is Jack Harlow. I'm one of the producers for the Scotty and the Buzz morning show on FM 98.6. Is this Sean?
Yeah. What can I do for you?
Okay, so I was hoping we could put you on the air with us this morning. The guys were talking about jobs where you get a ton of chicks, like airplane pilots, doctors, stuff like that. And this guy texted us and was like, you have to call my friend Sean. He drives Uber on the weekends and he gets chicks all the time.
Wait, who sent you that?
It was somebody who texted us. I guess he's a friend of yours. I think his name might have been Scott. I'm not sure. Anyways, I texted him back, and he gave me your number. And then Scotty and Buzz thought it would be hilarious to talk to you about all the women you end up with because of Uber. That's why I called you.
Oh, man. And this is on which station?
FM 98.6.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I can't really talk about that on the radio.
Oh, man, why not? This will be hilarious. I mean, you know, here we think all doctors and lawyers who drive BMWs get all the chicks, and you would be proving everybody wrong, you know?
Yeah, I know, but here's the thing, man. I have a girlfriend, and as of right now, she still thinks I go out every weekend just to drive around and pick people up. So if she found out the truth, that's pretty much the end of that.
I gotcha. Okay, so you're afraid she might hear you, and then bam, party's over.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I got a really good thing going on right now, so I'm not trying to mess that up.
A good thing going on with the girlfriend or a good thing going on with all the other chicks?
Both, actually. Okay. You know what I mean?
Well, listen, what if we changed your name? I mean, we could call you like John Uber or something.
Yeah, but you know what? You could change my name, but she's probably still going to recognize my voice, or somebody else might recognize my voice and then tell her.
Okay, so you don't want to go on the air. Then can I at least get a quote from you that I can like read on the air? Like, we won't use your name. I'll just say a guy who drives Uber said... What?
It's super easy to hook up with girls if you're driving Uber. If you have a nice appearance and you don't come across too pushy, you know, creepy or anything like that. I mean, if you got a, I have a car, there was one night I had a car full of hot girls, all right? And they're in my car for like 25 minutes. All I had to do was talk to them, turn on the charm a little bit, and almost always, anytime this happens, at least one of them will ask for my number when I get off work. So I go, well, you know what? You have my number. It's on the app. Just text me. And
so,
boom.
So it's like shooting fish in a barrel then.
It's like shooting vagina in a barrel.
Oh, wow. I've never heard that phrase before. And your girlfriend has no idea.
Nah, she thinks I go out driving all night. So.
Okay, yeah. Except here's the craziest part, dude. She's actually listening to this conversation right now.
Oh, snap! Wait, what?
He said she's listening right now. So, yeah, you're a lying, cheating asshole, and you're busted.
Wait, what the hell's going on right now?
What's going on is you thought you were so f***ing slick with your side hustle, which apparently was more about getting a side piece than it was about getting a side income.
Well, no. I was just playing it up for the radio.
I hope that one of your side pieces has a side bedroom, because as of right now, you have about 1 week to get all of your shit and move it outside. And I'll be at my parents' house until Sunday. And when I come back Sunday night, you better be gone.
Hold on, you don't even want to talk about this?
Let me think about that. No, get your shit and get gone. Goodbye.
Oh, wow. That was, yikes. That was pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Get out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
they
it.
Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.